Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of our Intermediate English Podcast. It's great to have you with us again today.
Today, we're diving into a topic that probably affects almost everyone listening, music. Specifically, we're talking about those incredibly catchy songs that get stuck in your head.
You know the feeling, right? You hear a song, and then for hours or even days, a little piece of it keeps playing on repeat in your mind. It's like your brain has its own personal DJ who just loves that one loop.
Absolutely. My brain's DJ seems to have a strange taste sometimes. It often picks the same short part of a song over and over. Today, we're going to explore exactly why this happens. Why do certain songs become earworms?
We'll look at some fascinating reasons behind this very common musical phenomenon. So get ready to understand why that annoying, or sometimes amazing, tune just won't leave your head.
Let's start with a clear definition. What exactly is an earworm? It's a fun word, but what does it really mean?
Well, scientists have a more formal name for them, involuntary musical imagery, or INMI. But earworm is a much more fun and descriptive word, isn't it? It perfectly describes a short piece of music that pops into your head and repeats uncontrollably.
The key word there really is involuntarily. You don't choose for it to be there. It just arrives, often at the least expected moment. You can't turn it off easily.
Exactly. Think about how our brains work. They really love patterns and repetition. When we hear something catchy and simple, our brain holds on to it easily. It's like a mental loop that just keeps playing on its own.
Our brains are always trying to organize information, and repetitive sounds are easy to process. This makes them easy to store and then recall, even when you don't want to. Can you give an example of a song that's famous for being an earworm, Emily?
Oh, definitely. Think about classic children's songs like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star or Row, Row, Row Your Boat. They are very simple and repetitive. Also, many popular pop songs with very repetitive choruses are designed to be earworms.
That's true. They are designed to be easy to remember and repeat, often because they have a simple melody. The simplicity helps them stick in our minds.
So it's really about simplicity and the brain's natural tendency to repeat patterns. That's very interesting, and it explains why some songs are just so hard to forget.
Now, let's dive deeper into the music itself. What specific characteristics make a song more likely to become an earworm? Is there a secret formula?
One big factor is repetition, as we mentioned before. The more a simple melody or a phrase is repeated in a song, the more likely it is to get stuck in your head. But it's not just pure repetition. There's more to it.
Right. It often involves a combination of simplicity with a little bit of unexpectedness. Musicologists actually have a term for this. They call it optimal distinctiveness. It means a song is catchy enough to be simple, but also unique enough to stand out from other songs.
So it's not too boring, but not too complicated either. It's like a hook in a song. That's the part that immediately grabs your attention. It's often a short, very memorable melodic phrase that just pulls you in.
Precisely. And the structure of the melody matters too. Many earworms have what's called an ascending and descending contour. This means the tune goes up, then down in a very specific, memorable way. It feels complete, even a small part of it.
That sounds a bit technical. Can you give us an example of how that ascending and descending contour works, Ryan?
Of course. Think of the Happy Birthday song. The melody goes up, then down, then up again. It's very predictable, but also very memorable, and easy for your brain to follow and reproduce internally. The up and down movement creates a satisfying musical shape.
So a mix of simple repetition, a very memorable hook, and clear melodic movement that feels complete, that makes a lot of sense why so many pop songs are notorious earworms. They are literally built that way to be memorable.
Beyond the music itself, are there other reasons why earworms appear? What about psychological factors that play a role?
Absolutely. Our mental state plays a very big role. Earworms often pop up when our brains are not fully occupied, like when we're bored or tired or even feeling a bit stressed. It's like our brain needs something to do, and that song is readily available.
So if you're doing a repetitive task like washing dishes or walking, or if you're just daydreaming, an earworm might appear because your brain is a little bit underloaded. It needs something to fill that space.
Exactly. Also, sometimes a single word, an image you see, or even a feeling can trigger a song. For instance, if you hear the word sun, your brain might suddenly start playing "Here Comes the Sun" by the Beatles, even if you haven't heard it recently.
That's so true. Our memories are linked in surprising ways. Now, what about getting rid of them? Is there a secret trick to finally make that song leave your head?
Well, there are a few suggestions that people have found helpful. One common one is to listen to the entire song. Our brains often get stuck on a loop because the song stopped abruptly, or we only heard a short piece. Finishing it can give your brain closure.
So don't just listen to the chorus on repeat for a few seconds. You need to hear the whole thing, from beginning to end, to really help your brain move on.
Right. Another trick that some research suggests is to chew gum. Some scientists believe that the action of chewing uses the same parts of the brain involved in auditory processing, effectively distracting the earworm or preventing it from forming easily.
Or simply distracting yourself with another activity that requires concentration, like solving a puzzle, reading an interesting book, or having a deep conversation. Anything that really occupies your brain can help break the loop.
So, to quickly recap what we've learned, earworms are those catchy bits of music that get stuck in our heads. They're often simple, very repetitive, and have a clear, memorable melody or a strong hook.
And they can be triggered by our mental state, things like boredom, stress, or even just hearing a related word or phrase. But luckily, there are ways to unstick them, like listening to the whole song or distracting your brain with another activity.
We hope this episode has given you a new perspective on those tunes that just won't quit. Next time you have an earworm, you'll know exactly why your brain is playing it on repeat.
Thank you so much for tuning in to our Intermediate English podcast today. We really appreciate you joining us for this interesting discussion about music and the brain.
We'll be back next time with another interesting topic to help you practice your English listening skills. Until then, keep learning and keep your brain busy.
Goodbye, everyone.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.